This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome back to another Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's Friday, November 2nd, right here at Gillette Stadium. We have Andy Hart, Tom Casale, and Paul Perillo giving you all the latest on the roster.
Well, thanks, Lori. And again, not a whole lot going on with the roster, not a lot of major moves going on. A couple practice squad transactions. A few days after being released from the active roster, Santonio Thomas re-signed with the New England practice squad. It'll be his third year on the squad. And to make room for Thomas, the team released from the practice squad offensive lineman Pat Ross from Boston College, who has spent a few weeks on that squad working out on the practice fields. Other than that, the moves and the questions surround the PUP list. Obviously, Richard Seymour rejoined the team, the active roster, for last week's game against the Redskins and saw some reserve and special teams action as he knocked off the rust in preparation for Sunday's game in Indianapolis. Eddie and Chad Jackson continue to practice, but as of yet have not been added to the active roster. They have until Tuesday at 4 p.m. to make that decision. And the fourth and final member of the PUP list, Troy Brown, has not yet begun practicing. Again, he can begin practicing anytime between now, I guess, and Tuesday at 4 p.m. If they don't activate him by then he'll go on IR and be done for the year. If they do activate him to start practicing, he would then have that 21-day window that we've seen with Seymour and Jackson. So, Paul Perillo, since you're no longer eating that large slice of pizza you just inhaled, what do you think about the PUP guys? Do we see the Jacksons, and is Troy Brown going to be practicing at any point?
Yeah, I think Troy Brown definitely begins practicing at the last possible minute, and I guess that's Tuesday of next week. I just think you buy yourself three more weeks for injury insurance. All of a sudden, you lose two or three receivers, and you have Troy Brown ready there in case you need him. In terms of the other two guys, the two Jackson boys, you know, we've been trying to speculate as to what they might be doing. It's hard to figure it out. I mean, they still have those special teams, I would think, special teams needs with Alexander and Mel Mitchell still kind of on the mend. Maybe Eddie Jackson makes some sense. Maybe Chad Jackson gives them something at a wide receiver position that the guys that are there now don't give. You know, obviously I'm talking about the backups, not the Mosses, Stalwarts, Welkers. But I don't have the definitive answer, and I don't think any of us do.
And Tom, Chad Jackson. I was reading a Michael Silver piece today. It was about Randy Moss, but one of the throwaway lines in there, we know Michael Silver is tied into Brady in the front office a little bit, was talking about how Moss has fit in, and other guys in New England who haven't have been shipped out, guys like Bethel Johnson and others, and he said, comma, next in that line could be Jackson. Could we have seen Chad Jackson play in his one and only season here in New England?
Yeah, I think that would be kind of stunning that they're only giving him one chance. Bethel Johnson had at least a couple years here to try to catch on to the system, but maybe he's done things off the field that we don't know about that are just, Bill said, you know, that's enough. I think he's one of the more interesting ones because I don't think Troy Brown is going to be activated. Just my guess, I'm probably wrong because I don't really know what's going to happen. But Chad Jackson, to me, is the interesting one because if you activate him, what kind of role does he have with his team? You only have so many receivers on the field at once, and as we said before, his blocking duties have been taken over by Kelly Washington, so it'll be interesting to see what happens with him.
And I think Jackson's interesting because whether he's activated or not, plays or not, Troy Brown has no future with this team.
Right.
Chad Jackson may or may not have a future with this team. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe Michael Silver's right and the future is already long gone and he's part of the past already, even though he doesn't know it yet. But just in terms of everybody who listens to PFW and Progress, Patriots.com radio knows, I had high hopes for Chad Jackson coming in. I still think he has the talent to be a productive NFL player somewhere. But there's a lot of guys that have had the talent to be productive NFL players and never do it. But I'm still intrigued to see down the road. You know, we talk about Randy Moss. Do you re-sign him? We talk about Dante Stallworth. Do you give him the bonus money and keep him here? If not, if both those guys by chance are gone, and I think that's probably a slim case, but if they are gone, well, then what do you do? And then maybe it's nice to have Chad Jackson around.
Well, that's why I don't think the book will be closed on Chad Jackson this season regardless. I would be stunned to see him, you know, in any way exiled because you have to find out what happens, Andy, with, you know, the guys that are that you mentioned, Stallworth and Moss. If they both go, and I agree with you, I think there's a slim chance that they both go. I think one of those guys will definitely be back, but that's just an opinion. Certainly nothing to base that on other than a gut feeling. Chad Jackson, you can't just close the book on him and say, you know what, we're not going to activate you off PUP and we're just going to let you go. That doesn't make any sense. They're going to keep him around. But I think Tom touched on something that's kind of interesting with him. Bethel Johnson did get far more chances. And you know, he was around for parts of, 3 years? And it would seem to be awfully quick for Chad Jackson, but maybe there is something behind the scenes that we don't know. Now, it certainly seems that he's done a better job fitting in the locker room this year than last year. He seems a little bit more focused, a little bit more serious. We haven't talked to him a whole bunch. When I have spoken to him, he seems like he's more focused when I've been in on the interviews with the people around him. But you just don't know what these guys are doing in practice, in the meeting rooms, and their film study and stuff like that. So workouts. It's really hard to tell. Yeah.
Yeah, you have no idea. The only thing I'd say with Bethel Johnson is he contributed as a kick returner, and I think
he contributed a lot more even as a rookie. Yeah.
So I think that might have bought, you know, Chad Jackson's done very little. You know, we joke about him as a blocker. He got hurt on special teams covering a kick, so he hasn't had the huge any real contributions that stand out on paper to lean on. So, you know, combine maybe that with whatever may be going on behind closed doors, and who knows? Maybe Michael Silver's more tied in than we are and knows that the Chad Jackson era is all but over in New England.
And it's not the first
time
we've heard that. Before the season started, someone told us that Chad Jackson played his last game as a Patriot.
Right.
That was before the season, even before training camp started.
And remember, Brady made the comment, I can't remember exactly what it was now, about it's nice to have receivers here who you don't have to worry about if they know the routes or something. And a lot of us thought that was a
subtle dig.
Yeah, at Chad Jackson. So, yeah, that'll be an interesting thing to watch.
I think he's the most interesting because, I mean, Eddie Jackson's a nice player, but he's a special teamer. Yeah, Chad Jackson is a guy, high hopes, a lot of talent, relatively high pick. They treated him like a first-round pick, and he has done not much, and maybe his career's over. One last little tidbit, the injury report out this week, Ben Watson back on the practice field. Kyle Brady has been out there, but limited team decision. Most of the regulars, the Mitchells, the Wilsons, the guys, the Sammy Morris, in the same situation they were in, and a lot of team decision injuries on the side of the Colts, including wide receiver Marvin Harrison. So, you know, maybe to some degree Belichick and Dungy playing a little bit here with the injury report leading into this big game, I would say Harrison is the big injury that you would concern a Patriot, excuse me, a Colts fan, and would be the biggest factor in this game, Paul. Right.
Well, it seems to me that he's not going to play. You know, based on the way Dungy's talking, and I don't know if there's any gamesmanship involved there. Certainly, if it was Belichick saying it, well, we know he wouldn't say it. He wouldn't.
Right.
He wouldn't tip his hand. But you know, I'm not expecting him to be any significant part of this game at all. If he's able to play, I don't see how he's going to be. You know, much of a factor, you know, with the situation with his knee. And I would think that the Patriots are probably going to catch a break. That's my gut feeling.
All right. Well, PUP, the story of the week yet again. It'll continue to be a story for the next week or so. Maybe see Troy Brown. Maybe we don't. Maybe we see the Jackson brothers. Maybe we don't. But as always, we'll be here to update you on it. Back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. Continue to check Patriots.com for all the latest information. Thanks for listening, and go Pat.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.